Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edijenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edijenfi.
This morning we ask for your touch. This morning we ask for a release. This morning we ask for your power. This morning we ask that you set your people free by your word. Lord, let your hand be mighty. Glorify yourself. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Speak your word, Lord, and let it bring healing. Let it bring emancipation. Let it bring deliverance. Speak your word, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together. Celebrate your Savior. The one that died for you. The one that resurrected and brought you hope. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout and say, deliver me, O Lord. Oh, I don't hear you. Say, deliver me, O Lord. Say, Father, this morning, I look up to you. Deliver me, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Now, congratulate somebody on your left, on your right, and take your seat. Now we'll begin to look into the Word of God. And I want to talk about deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. How many of us feel we need deliverance? We need deliverance. Sometimes many Christians lie to themselves and behave as though they don't need it. You need it. Say, I need it, Lord. Say, I need it, Lord. This morning it is coming to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The scripture says in the book of Psalms, it said, they know not, neither do they understand. So they walk on in darkness. They walk on in darkness. Lack of knowledge is the reason why many people find themselves in darkness. Hallelujah. That is one point. Lack of knowledge is the reason why many people find themselves in darkness. Darkness is not just obscurity. Darkness is also wickedness. Wickedness. Etymodinitus. Boni darkness. A sumunyuma. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want to talk about a little about deliverance for the soul of the man of God or the person of God. But I want to call it deliver me, O Lord. As I was growing in my Christian life, when I got born again, me yet born again, I may be our fofro, na me ba me bas me nyinino. Me hununyoma be bre. Said the Solomon can't send me. Was me hununyoma be where we are sinamentias here. I saw many things that I didn't understand. I felt the preachings the men of God have been preaching to us, they are not even correct. They are not proper. They are lying to us. Because sometimes they will talk about one thing and another time, you are seeing another thing opposite to what they are spoken about. Then I begin to question myself and ask God, what is this? What is happening? What is going on? Why that? Hallelujah. Because you can see a very nice Christian brother, a very nice Christian sister. The scriptures makes me understand that with the mouth, with the heart we believe unto unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that is the case, then why is it that I am born again and then there are still some things that I should be struggling with? There are still some things which are battling me. I have realized through scriptures that there are two things or two forms of oppressing from the enemy. We have the oppressing by which something is really taking control of you. And we have that which you have taken yourself into it. We have the weight of Satan, satanic weight, demonic weight that comes upon a person. It is like carrying 50 kilograms of cement and putting it on the head of somebody and telling the person to walk to the roadside because he didn't stick lotto. You are not serious. You're a mad person. If we fail, people, what about the one who sticks and didn't win?
You try, you know, so once when you swear.
That you, what kind of gospel is this one?
And not in Sampabeni.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What kind of gospel is this one? Amen.
Sampabeni.
So there are people underweight.
Your kofubia almost say a mudrobia say.
They are underweight and they are not able to find liberation.
A woman to me enya fahudi ma womu.
And you see, many a times we Christians, we tend to lie to ourselves. Beloved, if we would tell the truth this morning, we will understand and we will be shocked that, all of us, we may have some one or two things that we wish this weight is lifted. But unfortunately, in the name of new creation and grace, we think that it's an abomination to talk about sex. But this morning, I want us to hit the nail right on his head.
You see, one of the dangerous
bondages a person can find himself is the bondage of the mind. When the devil takes hold of your mind, let me tell you something this morning and you'll be very surprised. Child of God, it is not everything that happens to us that is
Satan.
It is not everything that happens to us that is Satan. Some of them, they are not. It's not about Satan. Satan doesn't have a record of it. The only thing is that there are other fallen angels, there are demons, there are other powers of darkness that are also in operation. This morning, the preaching I'm about to preach, the devil is not happy about it. But you shall be emancipated.
And I pay
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yesterday,
one day I was preaching a preaching like this
in a certain
gathering. And
whilst
I was preaching, the power of darkness that resides in one lady tore her apart and threw her from the seat. And then she got up and came to me and asked me, "Who sent you here to come and talk to us about this?"
And oh, sorry, you know, bam, and say, ah, he not the small said, "Brabeka, sense me
try." Then the second person also came.
And then your torso me,
and said, "You are here also."
And I say, "Once you are."
He said, "I met you at Pope John."
I see myself Pope Jones.
And now you are here to sack me again.
And then so who
have you? Shock.
Hey, I would just say,
man, when I was going to Pope John, I didn't give him my itinerary.
Make up Pope Jones man channel and near my maybe any name woman in a man channel.
The day I preached in Pope John, that was the last day. That was the last day they closed Scripture Union.
There a chat me preaching up of Johnson and it that a chat where Scripture Union home go no ever school him.
You see, you are sucking Scripture Union from the school. That is why gayism is entering the school.
Oh, Pamo, a year SUF school, and nothing and man,
you see, no matter what, I don't know why the world cannot understand the oppressions. No matter what, darkness will be upon the surface of the deep. You cannot stop darkness covering the earth.
Won't me and Yama assume and say assume and I say a becatas and also
cannot.
Won't me,
but the truth of the matter is that
now
nobody tells God darkness to check out when light appears.
Obibiara and can't assume say Friaco wa bright high upper.
So, what is more important is for us to shine.
So don't tell me that Scripture Union was on campus and the students were saying some Scripture Union president has gone to sleep with a girl. Hey, many of them will do it and do whatever. But there are other Scripture Union members who are not executive, who are still holy and still standing for the Lord.
And Castle Scripture Union Penny, any Ababa will be a quota. Yeah, when you be a once who more, what Baba a tenia, one more yen yeah, a chain we.
The enemy by all means will attack to discourage the church.
Our servant Bibia or best sorry Tiasana Bia be boss of number.
But the truth of the matter is that when the light of God is on the campus, when the light of God, when there are some serious Christians on the campus, at least it controls some things. In my dormitory, I remember when the boys are doing some things and they are not, they realize it's not a good thing. The moment they see me, they begin to say, "Shalom, this voice coming, this voice coming." They stop.
And high people go for me on the wire. Well, you are dying with ya. Assume you might be Abijah. Me was good, make Kaipa. Some ranting is some normal yen, there might be an answer, but no more some mappers. Hey, or default, but none your majai boko.
They stop.
No majai.
One day, one of the students was smoking.
That could not a year school from the back or boom with yes, sir.
He was my friend from first year.
No, I am a down for your course, school boy. Yeah, I fear the kind.
Because when first you get the first person you meet becomes your friend.
Is that
you? Uni baby, how you didn't know? Nino, you know, I'm a fresh. When you try your to.
My God.
As a Krasinia, we have traffic light. Also, I'm waiting. Most unwed. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So this gentleman became my friend, and one day I saw the gentleman smoking.
See, a branch here, my down for now. Fimi, unu se dako obo musiye.
The moment the guy saw me, you know, he pegged the thing like this. He pegged it. I wish I could get some. Yes. So if the thing is like this, they have skills. So the thing is like this, they are pulling the thing. The man saw me, you know, he pegged the thing like that. You know.
The brother now watching. He said, "No, who me? Charlie,
what's up? Charlie, what's up?" Then I was looking at the guy. What's up? What's up?
What's up?
What is in your hand?
Then the woman said, "No."
Why did he stop?
I did he.
If I was also a ganja man or a popo boy, you think the guy will stop?
And 2 days I can plant and come die.
So to some extent, the presence of the Scripture Union was playing a major role on our campuses.
And this whole shame when I say Scripture Union, now it did to be ever your school ahold wo bebre mo.
All the wonderful Christians we have in this nation, everyone has gone through the Scripture Union.
And now share Christopher with John also my pa and was happy more. Woman you have been praying for a year.
Yesterday I was at Kumasi and I was sitting in a conference and I lifted my eyes and I said, "God, thank you for Scripture Union."
And Ram Nami won Shimbia say Ewo Kumasi Nami Pajam and Nidame dead Radia said Radame Dawas a mass Scripture Union.
Because child of God, sometimes I can come to a certain point and I realize that. I mean, I look left and I look right, and I don't remember at any point in time I had so much major impartation in my Christian life, and the strength of the foundation of my Christian life was so strong than the time I was with Scripture Union.
Now, my baby don't permit so much. Ah, menya and bribia, menya is so so cassia, and mommy, me fap him so I had thing to say, brand, mommy, what a year as
you. Let me tell you the truth, and it will shock you. It was this same Scripture Union I had my first temptation where a Christian sister came out of to come and tempt me to sleep with her. Now, the same place. Baby, I'm going to pump on and pace, you know. A while of Rosanto Tony Kobe.
Michael,
a person sent me for me when I'm not going to say Fabra near from home. Fabra near from home, the end.
Yeah, kabum.
It is a certain brother's quotation. He stood here and said,
"I grant you quotation." No, no.
As the Bible said, "Baby, you are born a person."
Hey.
Somebody say,
"Eish."
What a scripture. The same place.
Sabia Krona.
It was the same place I had my first encounter with an agent of the enemy who came to me physical. She was part of the choir. She was part of the deliverance team. She was part of the prayer force. She was my friend for 2 years. I didn't know anything. The same place. But one thing I want you to understand is that there is a spirit the Bible talks about. We call that spirit the spirit of the Leviathan. That spirit always tried to find himself at the place where the water is. Water in the scripture is a symbol of what the presence of the spirit is. So you should know that no matter what, the devil will show his head, well, even when Jesus was fasting 40 days on the mountain.
Yeah, well, who will be offended? Latin time, who? Now, the Bible, beer in so one, and one person was sent a Bible, Cassa, and you can so trust him why it's a man, Crocona, what then he, and T. A. Yenso, and your Beba, and not trust him because a prayer, yes, and poor, yeah, quenching up on pine, from some Trinity, oh, into a bar.
The truth of the matter is that many a times, many people fall more after major revival.
Many
brothers give in and many sisters fall after a major revival. I have not been too old in the Christian faith, but at least my short time in the Christian faith, the things I have seen, child of God, I tell you, they are enough to discourage me, but by the appearing of the glory of God I behold, it bears me strength, it gives me energy, it gives me hope, it bears hope in my now, for what I behold, what I see, that wonderful miracles and mighty things that happen. You see, one of the things that has helped me is that I sought God for myself. I sought God. I thank God for all the Christian brothers I met, all the Christian sisters I saw, all the brothers and sisters, whether they were fake or right. The truth of the matter is that there was no one day I thought about any brother that is a fake brother. I loved everybody. I welcomed everybody. Though some of them were not correct, I had some of them trying and making many things, trying to say things that would let me get a corrupt heart. But yet, I sought God for myself. I sought God for myself. The problem of today believers is that we don't see God. You see, the strength of your Christian life is not in your prayer. The strength of your Christian life is not just in your Bible study. The strength of your Christian life is not even in your church attendance. The strength of your Christian life is in the adventure of following and pursuing after God. But what I'm saying is that don't substitute it and don't use that one to be a yastic or a judgment to the fact that you think I have prayed this month, so I have found God. No, let the persons of God cause you to go to the word and open the Bible and begin to read it because you want to hear the voice of God, not because you want to fulfill righteousness.
Also, for into upa jem sem pai bon yana na chua sem se ke
ke yana. Your conscience.
And for bibi and si and fan and shawanka se weni yano dabi. Nemo mo radi a wose shano no. And non kenya on na kotro sem no. Sem bi a obete ni no huna radi.
Child of God, go after God.
Nyame ba si se radi.
Go after God.
She said, Nami,
our eyes have seen many things.
Anyway,
I have gone to meetings. Listen to me careful. I have gone to meetings. Where after preaching, demons manifested out of powerful Christian sisters who led worship and praise.
Adam what the every and yanumo mabi a woman was wa woman ye or sorry and ye every.
I have gone to meetings.
My conscience would be
where demons manifested from protocols who followed pastors.
I had that money, I dime on what they feel and confirm with this software chi echo ever.
One day,
Daco,
we're supposed to have a meeting in this church.
Now I say yes, she will be our sorry.
And we invited a man of God.
Now yet don't suffer a mini pabi.
Because we are online, I won't mention the name of the man of God.
He's not saying war online thing, I mean money ding.
And we met his protocol.
Because
the man of God told us that we should deal with the protocol. So we met his protocol. I sent Pastor Sammy. We met his protocol. And then we're dealing. We decided, okay, let's drop. I mean, we just felt like let's drop our seed offering and let's do this. And you can't believe that the protocol took the seed offering. It never reached the man of God.
Yes, so yeah, any yambo seed be na seed you call a yen your dis of which he won't be sa seed ne boy and no yamini panani.
But we didn't talk about it.
And so young kahoshe.
And I told Pastor Sammy, I said this one is with time. That guy will be exposed.
Now me catch up Pastor Sammy said, wait, man emre, I brand you but no to
the man of God has sacked him.
Yamini pano wa pamono.
Whatever happened, I don't know. But it has happened.
Yeah, see beyond me the meaning, but
there are people behind the keyboard, behind the drums, behind the puppet. Yet there are things in them.
You won't confuse me. I keyboard, the two drums, the chi, and the na pop it, the chi. So you won't niamba pi wugomumu chisomumu.
There are brothers and there are sisters who are crying that God deliver me, deliver me.
You won't deliver me. And you're not member being a mabia. The
truth of the matter is that when it comes to salvation, emancipation, when it comes to deliverance, it is not, you see, one can come and deliver you, but yet you will not feel delivered. You yourself, you will not feel delivered. Setting free is not a problem, but being made free.
Say ye pay or jama on ye no nemu sene be a wonkasa uben nante na wa bobrano ebo a fed diemu and no ne hiam.
And this has been the problem.
We not be your how.
This has been the challenge.
We not be yet.
Child of God, I came with the message of hope that there is hope for you.
Or
the
fuck me de that's for us and pana by
saying very very for the mouth. I said there is hope for you.
Me say any that's so hold the mouth.
I don't care the extent. It has gone. It has gone to that extent because you didn't know the way out, but this morning you shall know. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can we try and read some few scriptures? Let's check the first scripture from Obadiah 1, the verse number 17.
Obadiah 1, 17.
Deliver me, O God. He said, but on Mount Zion,
or sin that was Zion before,
there shall be deliverance.
Or sin that unfed ye be oho.
And there shall be what? Holiness.
Na krum krum ye be oho.
The house of Jacob shall possess their possession.
Na Jacob ma be fan ye one day I did so.
On Mount Zion.
Well, Zion be possible.
When the Bible talks about Mount Zion, what is he talking about? He's talking about the church.
There shall be
deliverance.
There shall be deliverance.
May there be deliverance in this house. May there be deliverance in this house this morning. There shall be deliverance on Mount Zion.
Was Zion be possible?
And the scripture said, there shall be holiness. Listen to me very carefully. Not outside Zion. What it means is that in Mount Zion or on Mount Zion, without deliverance, there can't be holiness.
Zion say, to me amma, to me nedi.
Is Zion not the called out one? Is Zion not the ecclesia? Is Zion not the saved ones? Why the necessity of deliverance on at Zion?
Zion, and you near your friend, no, and you near Radia Sada Apano, and Yansafa, and Yadamani to me now, as someone who put me in chief, Fasuno. Now, if he ever an insane, so young of Fedia
upon Mount Zion,
him Zion, Bepos,
may your spirit, soul, and body be delivered.
My home will cry and Fedia, and young Fedia, yesterday.
There are some amens when you shout it, the first demon check out.
You were army be a worker, Adamani Odikano, Obeco.
One of the things I have seen about the Lord that you have to understand is that
if
you are not desperate enough, you don't receive from Him.
Come unto me and do something.
Say, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden. Then He said that, come and drink of me, those that are thirsty. So you see, a thirsty man is a desperate man for water. The reason why the church is so infested, I'm telling you the truth, there is infestation of demonic attack. I know this, our grace preachers and all those things, they may know, but listen, let me tell you something. There are different kinds of gospel that you don't know. Apart from the gospel of grace, there is the gospel of God, there is the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is the gospel of peace. There are so many gospels. There are not less than 7 gospels in the Bible, and there is what we call the gospel of the kingdom, and that is what I'm preaching today.
And Jesus says in the days of John the Baptist
that kingdom of God and his preaching and his gospel has suffered violence. It has suffered resistance. It has suffered opposition. You see, it's not the gospel of peace that will bring you emancipation. It is the gospel of the kingdom. To push the force of darkness backward, backward, far from you. You must be educated and enlightened and be intelligent in the spirit concerning the gospel of the kingdom.
And son of to me appear is soon to me a quite a chichi channel as here to me church now be huno now to me page us on now to me bed you do and you been up and so I am minimal sample with best summer being what to me decide you man
one day
Daco
I was praying for a Christian sister
now me bump my crystal knee baby
she said the head is aching here
or see me tea a pino
I'll pray like this our sister has done her hair come
to send you near by a year, me bump by man, bruh.
I will pray.
Bump
by. Be healed.
I have seen you.
Receive healing.
I saw him back.
See this hairstyle.
Oh, side trees.
I prayed everything I want to pray. And the echo. And it is not a headache that comes and goes. El Temusa, constant speed.
See, the pine said, Demua.
Then the Lord opened my eyes. When the Lord opened my eyes, you see the way he has shifted the hair.
Oh,
the side of the head. I saw something like a spider web.
The movie said, and I sent 10 times.
But this spider web, it was like octopus. Like octopus. Which is holding on to that place.
Nana me
pressing.
I say octopus, pa, not anything fancy.
And this sister speaks in tongues.
Sanya Bay no bottom.
Born again.
Why not for?
Why this octopus?
Now say octopus.
This one is, it is not the hand of God. Say, oh, the way it is the hand of God. It's not the hand of God.
We send it in a ten and yamisa.
It was a demon.
Ne a demon.
In the spirit, when the sister was prayed for and I had to cast that spirit out. When he moved, you know what happened? I saw as he shows you here at the good partner. Demon kure munua. And she kept drinking paracetamol, something, diclofenac, drinking. What is the meaning of that? You are also spoiling your kidneys and your liver.
Then they say, kidney and liver, no, oh, say no.
The enemy came to steal, to kill, and to what? Destroy. Child of God, you must be intelligent this morning concerning these matters.
If you take it literally, ordinary,
I'm telling you, you will still go through what you are going through.
Say, oh, first science and pain trabia, me catch yourself.
Why should that sister suffer? Is she not born again? She's born again. Why should she go through that? Why that deal?
I didn't think I saw your banner funny.
Some other preachers will tell you, hey, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, my body is the temple. Yes, it is. But don't forget that when you read the scriptures in Matthew 21, verse number 12, the Bible says that, and when Jesus went to the temple, he said he had to cast. The word cast means that, like the way pure God.
Activity
from other personalities have taken dominion over the temple of God, which must be the place of prayer, the house of prayer. The house of prayer. They have changed the purpose. They have changed the look. They have changed the activity. They have changed the passion. They have changed the desire. They have changed his interest and all that concerns it. And now it has become a trade fair.
Now you won't confound. I hope you your home more. One more annual when you my dear and your money amante. Oh, my Danny, a year, fear, but Tayenti, I oh, and there, yeah, one corner, and you want it any and one more tenia. So the year to my own, you know what, Tanina.
And Jesus casted the people out and said, don't you know?
Yes. A palm of yours in a moon.
Why did he do that?
I didn't think, oh yes, sir.
Jesus spoke on the dimension of knowledge.
Yes, a casa finim dear.
Don't you know?
Or see na moon nim
that my house
said me fee
must be called
as a fellow
the house of prayer.
And Bible Fiana.
The other day he addressed the Sanhedrin and the and told them, he said, don't you know this is a daughter of Zion?
And then I'll catch Israel penny for us. Now moon him said, way are Zion, Papa?
And he asked them a question.
No, be someone.
He said, which of you whose sheep will fall in a pit on a Sabbath day and leave the sheep there?
Was in a mina and a woo giant giant beto a manemo a ya humeda unko yino no bechan ho.
So Jesus delivered that woman from that bondage.
And Tiesu Eji Obano Efisa I am pontrenio. I had this one.
Child of God, Oh, Mount Zion, there must be deliverance. And this morning, I pronounce deliverance for your spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you can shout a better amen, you will be set free in Jesus' name. On Mount Zion.
Was Zion be possible?
Many of us are here. We have tried to live a holy life. We have tried. We have fasted. We have taken communion. We have done whatever. We have gone to Achia mountains and Achia valleys. We have done many things, but yet, even on the mountain, that is where we sin more.
It is
eating up pastors. It is eating at church leaders. It is eating at nicely dressed Christian sisters with pony and with hairdos, with rasta, with many, many different styles. When you see their face, it looks as though they can never be demonized.
Now, when we are there, every year so far, every year suffering peliphobia, every year, and your number being in your memory, baby, as a ocean and you party say, oh, I'm going to say, and as a woman, you say, San Yama will cry a castle.
Actually, that hairstyle was even the voice of a certain demon that advised you to do that hairstyle because of a certain brother. He knows the brother likes pony. He likes pony. He told you, as you're going to church, you know, you have to do. And you think it's the voice of God. Some of you have even ended up thinking that the voice of the devil is the voice of God.
Hey!
Sit down for me, thank you. So it is becoming terrible. The playground is becoming terrible. Jesus said something, he said the enemy is coming. The devil is coming. Satan is coming. But you know something? He
said
he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. One day, Jesus,
yes,
was walking with his disciples.
No, they serve only now.
And decided to talk to them.
No, Shazza only omu kasa.
Talk to them about what?
And then no kasa.
He started speaking about his death.
Oh, Shazza kasa fani wo.
Immediately,
amunua.
The boss, Peter.
Peter, or that one, no.
And then held Jesus.
So yes, umu.
He said, Master, but you better meet no chitu bi ba.
Ah, bra. Me.
Then he took Jesus to a corner.
Into it, nabi.
Usa, umu se unimi. Uwo na depa. San semse na kaka nchaka ye. Bible says, can you swear him?
Hey,
Peter,
can you swear him? Rebuke Jesus.
Sometimes that's how many grown-up people do in the church.
They
think about their age and they think they can rebuke their pastor. You are sick.
Jesus
looked at Peter
or
see you, devil.
Yes,
go away from me.
Or say, oh, pronounce me, free me, so call.
Then I was shocked at what Jesus said.
Now, me Jesus
say, you who have become a hindrance to the purpose of God.
Hey.
And Jesus didn't say, oh, you demon, but I say, you devil. So Jesus could see the devil just either behind or on the head of Peter or anywhere. And then he could hear the voice coming. You see, the voice sounded like somebody who loved Jesus and I don't want you to die. And oh, Jesus, you know, you are my beloved. You are my master, my Lord. And don't say that. Don't. You can't say you will die. You die saying, die, yeah, papa. Debbie, I'm a frank, I'm a frank, Usa. Penny 240.
But Frau Bong,
it's not a good counsel. It's not a good counsel. Is it not a good counsel? Are you sleeping?
Hey.
Sleep, it means that one of the demons have arrived.
So what happened is Adam on in Bakwaba.
Look at somebody's eyes. Look at somebody's eyes.
She'll be anyone.
Fino. Never say.
Fini, sir.
Oh, you okay?
He said, Bibi, I.
On your okay? Yeah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, you devil.
He said, whoop from some.
Go away.
Famous.
Wow.
Wow.
One day.
Dako.
And Peter was part of the apostles.
Peter, no, yeah, or can someone phone who?
He was on the Mount Zion of Jesus.
No, oh, yes, Zion, be upon us. Yes,
the Savior himself was with them.
No, I didn't want to say, Kawam.
The Savior. Ah, Pastor Baal, as at that time, Jesus had not yet died, so oh. That is why. That's what you say.
So for, oh, yes,
I'm taking you somewhere. Then another time he had a meeting and he was sitting on the table with the people. Then he looked at another disciple's face.
They
said, brother. Why have you allowed yourself for Satan to enter into your heart?
Hey.
So Satan can enter into our hearts. And he was talking about Judas. Judas. One day Jesus said something. He said, am I not the one that selected you?
Am I not the one?
He said, but one of you is evil. Is evil. Am I not Pastor David that came to your house to preach to you? Am I not the one that ordained you? You see, somebody can ordain a pastor and you become evil.
Am I not the one that teach you as new convert class?
But one of you is evil.
Jesus,
you are preaching in a service like this. And you are telling that one of us is evil.
But it was
true. One of us. So one of you. I pray that the evil one. I'm sure he didn't come to church today.
He didn't come.
But if the devil is taking over your heart, be delivered. I said be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ. Two major things that I have found about these two scenarios. The devil can take advantage of your weakness, your like for money, your like for girls, your like for fashion, your like for makeup, your like for some things. And by the time you realize, he has slayed you. Some of you, I'm telling you the truth. Your desire, uncontrollable desire for food, is what the devil wants to use to destroy you. As I was growing, I used to like food. And my mother said something. One day.
Dako.
You know, at that time, my mother was not too mature in the things of God.
Sabri, no, oh,
she said, and she made a
statement
that, whoa. You think it's a small this thing?
Okase,
I went
okase,
for a fasting when I got born again.
Bura.
Say, Lord, that word.
Look at me today.
I can go the whole day, then I don't remember whether I have eaten or I have not eaten.
To me, Nanti,
I have to ask.
My God,
I had to fight that desire.
Hey, say me to me. Sorry, dear, sir, come upon you.
Judas like money.
Ne Judas no on any physical power.
He loved money.
No on dosika ye.
Maybe he went to a school where they taught him accounting.
Maybe no go school be a church and accounting.
And financial management.
And ye kasa fasika someone to ye ne shasone ne na yin na.
My wife's face has changed.
Yeah.
It is not some of your course. I'm talking about ancient course. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And he thought he was expert in finance and investment. A woman came to give a gift to Jesus, broke alabaster box, and anointed Jesus. Hey, Judas, I'm a tikwa pie.
Hey! Netikwa pie.
Adi wey ti yesu ti woman ni musa adi wey. Ye bet mi ato. Ye bet ton. Ye ton wa wey ye kibi biye nyakre. Ye bet $100,000. Ye ton wa. Na kedi kakra ye wey ni di yesu ni. Wa ye management. Na na ma be boy gu an ma sen adi yesu yesu na sen. Na wa sen wa kwa.
Wa sen.
Hey, Judas.
Judas.
Jesus shouldn't this house in Munya Bano. Munya Bano. So Jesus knows how to deal with you at a certain time. Munyano.
Munya.
See, the poor shall always be with you. The poor. They shall always be with you.
Peter.
But this woman, what he has done, he has prepared me for my grave. Judas didn't have the things of God at heart. You see, we always try to do good things thinking that they are right things.
Yes, you bum one say ye.
And this has been the problem. And you know, the world tried to judge the church by the good things we have done. Because, First Thessalonians 5, let's check around the verse number 17 thereabout, if I'm right. 23, rather. Verse number 23. Verse number 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. Sanctify you completely. Then he brought what? Semicolon. Then he said, and may your whole what? Then he said, your soul and body be preserved, what? Blameless. At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does it mean that if this is not done, there will be blemishness? If it is already done because of the death of Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if that is already done, why will Paul say that? Now may, he said, now may God of peace himself sanctify. He was declaring over the church.
Are
we together here? If it is like we say, oh, Jesus has done, I'm a new creation. Yes, nobody denied the Father, you're a new creation. But if truly, there is no problem with the spirit, there is no problem with the soul, there is no problem with the body, why would Paul ask that God should preserve you blemless?
When it
comes to demonic attack and infestation, listen to me very, very careful. We have demonic influences, we have demonic possessions, and we have demonic attacks and infestations. They are not all the same.
One more sorry to you.
Am I teaching this morning?
You are down on your bar. I'm for domum cra.
A born again Christian, cannot be possessed.
O Christ, only anasa o nipabia wa beji Christo edino. From some to be found on domum and bone running moon tiny
moon. That complete possession where a spirit will have to come and dwell in your spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has already taken place, he's occupying the place. Can't be possessed.
On to me, me ram on identity. Essence on coco and the kind will move the dash of Monty. Adam and the woman to me, Messio Moon, the found the moon.
But child of God, listen to me and don't make a mistake. This morning, I'm telling the truth. Though a Christian cannot be completely possessed in his spirit, a Christian can be attacked by a demon in his mind and can be attacked by demons in his body.
Now, or the 14 minutes, ye, never refi, say, O Christo, ni, I been no cresse, or whom I'm banning to me, son, and whom I'm fun in the moon. Now, so Adam on a bit to me, I sorry, tia will cry, now sorry, editia will nip at the yano.
Ace! Born again, brother!
On your bema, when you're for fro.
Yet, I can't stop masturbating. What is that one?
I want to mean, yes, I said, you better turn
home. Hey! Born again, brother!
On your pema, me now from.
Yet I can't stop drinking. What is that one?
I mean to me, nyang sanom. And also there, no.
Is it by mistake?
I am from Sobi the Bible.
Don't lie to yourself.
And you want a new
one. Don't lie to yourself.
And you're trying to one.
Your spirit is saved. Your soul is being saved.
And now crano and namo jimu.
Your body shall be saved.
Now we need to be no idea.
Until then,
because this is when
there is something one has to do.
Your BBA says, "Onyani to me."
There is something one has to do.
Your BBA says, "Onyani."
The Bible says, "Be ye transformed, renewed by the transformation of what your mind."
Trust and say, "Namunya adaniye wabra munya jing sakra."
When the new spirit came to dwell in you, when you got born again, you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It is your spirit that got born again. I am telling you, your mind was not born again. Your body was not born again. So Paul says something. He said, the good I want to do, I'm not able to do. The bad I don't want to do, I see myself doing it. Say, oh, wretched man, who will save me from this thing? He said, there is a law in my members. There is another law. Let's go to Romans 7. Romans 7. Are we together here?
Yeah.
Or you have gone home?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's look at the scripture at Romans 7. Hey, shatalaba katalaba.
Hey, Baba, do shatalaba.
I wish we just read. Okay, let's read from verse number 17. He said, but now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. It is no longer I who do it. Okay, let's come a little about two. Let's go to 15. Let's start from 15. Let's see what's there. Let's start from 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will do, I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Look at what Paul is saying. Born again. And this one is not from the Old Testament, from the New Testament. Born again. He said, what I want to do, I'm not able to do it. I don't even understand. Like some of you have been coming to my office. Daddy, I don't understand. I don't know what I did. You don't understand. Your brother is poor. Verse 15. Look at what he said. He said what? For what I am doing, I'm still doing. Do not understand. Do you understand what you are doing? Why should it be Sunday and I don't want to come to church?
I didn't tell you say you question enough. Me come.
Why should I go to the restaurant and I want to eat small food and me person me booby did? Why should I look at a girl and feel some way? Am I not born again? Is the Holy Ghost not in me? And then my body is making me ni like that.
My God,
I don't understand. And this is the reason why some of you even want to come to church.
Now, when you listen to me,
because
it's insane.
You don't understand.
On TSC.
And you say, Christ, I'm so fake. You're
fake.
You see, I never born again. I'm a conqueror. One day I went for evangelism. One guy told me, said, so for me, yes, you're submitting my conqueror. So for me, JB. Me gave you all damn it, don't know. So for me, you can say, in the realm of science, there is a law we call the law of displacement. You know that one? When you place an object in water, it displaces an amount of water. So when Jesus comes in, there will be a law of displacement automatically. You don't think about how to leave your girl.
Wow.
Think about how you bring him in. People are afraid.
And Kofo is wrong.
Because some of them can look at a certain brother who holds the biggest Bible in the area and go to church and come back. And by the time he comes back, there is another war battling and the kind of groups he works with, the places you see this brother or this sister, the things this brother or this sister has been doing, he doesn't look like a Christian. Say, deliver me, O Lord. He said, for what I will to do. Now, the word will is, or willing, is actually in the realm of the soul. In the realm of the soul, there are three things: emotion, your mind, and your will. These things are in the realm of your soul. So Paul is telling us that I'm born again.
Paul, see,
but when I step into my faculty of my soul, the faculties of my soul, and want to make use of my will, I realize that what I will, I'm not able to execute. Say help me, Lord. Somebody say help me, Lord. I'm not able.
What's he mean to me?
He said that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do.
The word I is talking about his spirit, the born again spirit. So what my born again spirit wants to do, I want to do. He said, I'm not able to do that one. The one I hate, I don't like. I finish, I go and cry. And, oh Lord.
When
my
God.
Every time no more how. So deliver me, O Lord. Said that is what I see myself doing. Then let's go on. Then verse number 16. He said, if then I do what I will not do. To do, I agree with the law that it is good. Verse 17. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Who is a man of sin? Sin that dwells in me. Verse number 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, not in my spirit, in my flesh. You see that thing? Nothing good dwells, for to will is to present with me. It's present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. One of the signs for you to know that you are demonically attacked is when you are not able to execute any righteous willings.
I want to pray.
Because it looks as though it is peaceful. But when I look into the realms, I don't see it too well. This city, this town, the power of darkness that rule here does not allow any good thing to come up. Just a few people with the power of God are making it here. And those who make it, the Christians that make it on this land, are those who have decided to live a righteous life, to go with the Lord.
If that one,
the enemy is able to touch them, but he touches certain things. But he's able to touch certain things concerning them because they lack the knowledge. The kingdom of men shall become the kingdom of our God. This is the season. This is the time. God is going to raise you. And you are going to be a battle ass in the hands of God. And you are going to channel the cause of finance in this city. In the name of Jesus Christ, any power of darkness that fights the lifting of men in this city, the coercions of witchcraft, one of the agenda of the witches in this time is that I will say Obiaba say. That's one of the agenda. Nice guy, nice person.
Obiaba.
We stop it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, so it says in Jehovah yesterday.
That is why the devil is so happy about your church.
And nothing na bron some ninje wa sorry no.
The revelation of the mysteries are too much.
Isan say yeah.
We will not stop. I declare, let the estate developers rise from here. Let the CEOs rise from here. Let the commanders of money rise from here. I declare and decree that let owners of enterprises, money magnets, let them rise from here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that hand that you have lifted, as I speak over it, I motivate and activate the power
in the scripture, Psalm 1, the verse number 3, whatsoever your hand find to it, it shall prosper. You are like a tree by the rivers of water. I pronounce you successful in the name of Jesus. Whatever demonic counsel, whatever agenda of the enemy, it shall not prevail over this church. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Hey,
we will build our temple without stress.
We
command the east doors to open. We command the west doors to open. We command the north doors to open. We command the south doors to open. In the name of Jesus. Why does it look like the devil is reigning here? He will not.
He will not.
He will not.
Unto me that.
May the earth break. And the springs of the Lord begin to gush out.
Kapadi data.
And may it flow like the river of God.
Hey!
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Katimo bobo.
Anybody
onipa biada
in this church
wa asafimo
rightfully wanting to travel for a good cause. According to the will of God, I grant you access in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot be bounced. You will receive your stamps, you will receive your visas. You will have the door open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy scholarships. I prophesy destiny helpers. I prophesy scholarships. I prophesy destiny helpers. I prophesy destiny helpers. In the name of Jesus. Uncommon ideas. Uncommon ideas.
Uncommon ideas.
Uncommon ideas.
Uncommon ideas.
Uncommon ideas.
Uncommon ideas.
Receive it.
Hey.
The giver of songs at night. The one that gives songs. May the Lord release music unto them that have been called to produce music. May you have your own record label in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hey. Radios.
Let the gates of nations open for you.
Amen.
Let the gates of nations open for you.
Amen.
Let the gates of nations open for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All you have for us, we stay.